Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Thanks for listening right here on the Progressive Voices channel. We're here every day live, 4 to 6. On the last Randy Rhodes show...
Oh, bite me. No, you're nothing like Obama because, you tell us that you tell the world that we're sending an armada with submarines. And her question was very direct. She said, you redirected our aircraft carriers to the Korean Peninsula. And he said, I don't want to talk about it. All right, I will. We're sending an armada with nuclear Nimitz-class submarines, much more powerful. Now, I mean, it's true enough. We were sending an armada, but just in the opposite direction. In the opposite direction. Honest to God, man, he wanted to send a powerful message to King Jong-un, and he did. And you know what the message is? Don't believe a word I say. My threats are empty. That's dangerous. And it's either that, there's different branches of the government that will tell you different things now. You know, they say, oh, go check with DOD. They're blaming, Mattis. They're blaming him because the president did not know where our ships were, apparently, which is a dereliction of duty of the highest order if you're commander in chief. This is why it doesn't work if the commander in chief is left out of the loop. This is also why it doesn't work when you don't have civilian control over the military, because they will do whatever and not tell the president what they're doing. And the next thing you know, we're Egypt or Turkey. This is not a good place to be. Okay. And it's not just Trump saying it. Okay. It wasn't just Trump either. First of all, can you show my screen? I want to show you where the Carl Vinson carrier group is. Okay, they're right here. See this right here? Okay, that's Indonesia. That's Jakarta. Here, down here, this would be Australia. See that right there? That's where they were headed. Way, way up here is North Korea. They were headed in the wrong direction. And the president either did not know or made an empty threat. But Sean Spicer's excuse today is talk to the Department of Defense because what we said was true. Now, I know what Sean said because I have what Sean said. And what Sean said was that we had ships that were steaming, he said, the earlier press conference ahead of the Easter weekend. OK, the Q&A that went on at the James Brady briefing room ahead of the crisis that we faced, where we were all watching a damn parade on Friday night happening in North Korea, praying to God that nobody turned the key, either Kim Jong-un or crazy ass Trump. This is H.R. McMaster. Well, you got the carrier group moving up there. Well, I think it's prudent to send them up there. You got Mattis saying it's prudent, to use them. And yes, we are forward deploying and we are on our way. He said she's on her way. You got Spicer saying, well, we're sending it there because it's prudent. We're sending her there as a deterrent. A carrier group is a lot of things. It's a deterrent. It gives the president lots of options. And then all of a sudden, the Defense News, that's who broke this story. Defense News. People read a lot of things, don't they? I know I do. But Defense News broke this story. And Defense News titled their story, "Nothing to See Here. U.S. Carrier Still Thousands of Miles from Korea." That was yesterday. They broke the story. They said for more than a week, the media was reporting in the U.S. and around Asia, the approach of the USS Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group implying an attack on North Korea could be imminent. Those were the words that the Trump administration was using. It's possible. Thermonuclear war could break. It's possible. All options are on the table. You had all these people that speak for the Trump administration using these words. We're sending the carrier group up there. We're moving. We're going forward. We're headed to the Sea of Japan. It's prudent. It's prudent. It gives the president more options. It's unforgivable. And then today, Sean Spicer has asked some questions about why did you say that? And he says, don't ask me. Call the Department of Defense. Ask them.
What's that?
It's headed there now. It wasn't headed there
last
week.
Sure. No, but that's not what we ever said. We said that it was heading there. And it was heading there. It is heading there. So that remains...
Is there an impression that allies have?
If there's an impression... Then that's not then there should have been clarification from people who were seeking it. But I mean, PACOM put out a release talking about what its ultimate destination was going to be, and that's where it ended up.
Okay, fuck you. Sorry, I don't usually, you know, I just this is, you're talking about global thermonuclear war, you know, and this is just too cute. Okay, this is just too cute. By the way, it's a lie, because we played you him saying it was steaming up toward the, and it was going in the exact opposite direction. In fact, you know, it was headed toward Australia to participate in war games in Australia. And thank God for us, we're so freaking lucky, people, that we did not declare war by accident on Australia, which is completely possible with this president. It's Randy Rhodes. Don't miss our show. Don't miss anything on Progressive Voices. We need each other more than ever right now. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.